Welcome to Becoming Unstuck, a safe place to help individuals find the tools they need to live the life they truly want. I'm your host, Jordan Meyer, trauma and resiliency therapist. Join me here each week where we will learn one tool that you can use to help you become the person you've always wanted to be and live each day with more happiness. On today's episode, we're talking about anxiety, a very common yet very annoying thing that a lot of us feel nowadays. And it's talking about anxiety and what we can do about it and what you can do about it in your daily life to better manage it and have it not interfere so much in your daily life so that you don't become stuck in it. So to start off with, we're going to talk about what anxiety is to begin with. Anxiety is often associated with the future. So we have a saying, depression comes from the past, anxiety comes from the future. So a lot of anxiety is the fear or uncertainty of what could possibly happen that may or may not be likely to happen. So fear is there is a car heading towards me. Anxiety is what if there is a car headed towards me. And so a lot of anxiety is rooted in a future sense of what may or may not happen. And because of that, when we manage it, we want to learn how to understand how to bring ourselves back to the present moment. So again, depression is from the past, anxiety is from the future, neither is in the present moment. So one of the best ways that we can learn to manage anxiety is to learn how to return to the present moment. So there are three major sources of anxiety that anxiety really stems from. The first source is what we call overthinking and rumination. So anxiety as an emotion is connected to three things. We have thoughts, behaviors, and feelings. And so these three sources are going to be a lot of where anxiety derives from. So number one, overthinking and rumination. And overthinking and rumination tends to be a spiral of thoughts that you're unable to slow down, and there is too much of a flow of information that you become easily overwhelmed and stuck in this spiral of overthinking and thoughts that you don't know where you go. And this is often where we tend to go to many different places of tangents, and next thing you know, we're so consumed by these overactive thoughts that we don't know what to do with them. So a good way that you can use to control overthinking and rumination, if that's the cause of the anxiety, is to understand mindfulness as the activity. Meditation, guided meditation, being in the present moment, taking breathing opportunities away in quiet, cold places. The other thing that you can do, thoughts on a leaf is a good activity, and a light stream meditation are all ones that I find very helpful and can help to manage the spiral in the overthinking. But the purpose of this and what you want to do is you want to be able to stop the spiral. You want to be able to find a place that you can return to the present moment in life and stop the spiral from happening to be able to stop the overthinking and the rumination. So number one is the overthinking and rumination. We want to find a mindfulness activity to return to the present. Number two, source for anxiety is fear, uncertainty, and responsibility. Now, this is where anxiety is the emotion that we want to recognize. So anxiety could be overactive thoughts, which is where it's coming from. The emotion of anxiety usually stems from a body sensation, a place in our body, and we're holding on to it. And where this anxiety is coming from is either a need to deal with the root cause of the emotion or to manage the uncertainty and decrease the responsibility that's resulting in the anxiety. Now, what do I mean by that? Is when I feel anxiety, when I talk to individuals who deal with anxiety a lot, I always talk to them about three questions that you can ask yourself to be able to manage the anxiety. And that's what we want to do. In the first one, the example, we manage the thoughts. In the second one, we're going to manage the actual anxiety as the emotion. And there's three questions you can ask. One, what am I feeling? Two, why am I feeling that? And three, what do I want to do about it? Most anxiety, from an emotion standpoint, comes because we are focused on something that we cannot control. We're focused on something that's out of our ability to control. So dealing with the anxiety is learning to understand why we're feeling what we are, and then having a choice of how we respond to it. And we do that by focusing on what we can control, and then letting go of what we can't control. Now, that takes a really big step in being able to identify and actually recognize what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and what you want to do about it. So this skill that we're talking about is a principle called emotional intelligence. And if you can learn to understand how to check in with your emotions and recognize them, you have a lot more power over what to do. And with something like anxiety, that is a really helpful tool, because what I hear the most is that anxiety is perpetual and there's nothing you can do about it. When in reality, there's a lot we can do about it if we just know how. So number two, the fear, uncertainty, and responsibility. Those three questions: what am I feeling? Why am I feeling it? What do I want to do about it? Focus on what you can control and let go of the rest. Now, number three, source for a lot of anxiety, there's a major source for it, is what we call existential anxiety. Now, this is the anxiety that we get when we feel as though we're not where we want to be in life. We're either not in a career or a family or a house or a situation. We're focused on the future of what it is that we want. And because we're focused on the future, in a way, that anxiety is coming because it's telling us that we're not where we need to be and want to be in life. And so this is what we call existential anxiety. We often look at existential anxiety as bad. In fact, I wonder how many of you out there look at anxiety as bad in general, when a lot of the times anxiety is not always bad. So I want to talk for a minute that anxiety, which we often call stress, is not bad a lot of the time. When we assume that all stress is bad, then all stress does become bad for us. And what I mean by that is there are two kinds of stress that we can feel as human beings, really kind of two things of anxiety. The first one is distress, and that's what we call bad anxiety. And that's when we feel heavy, weighed down, that we can't move forward, we're overwhelmed. And this is the distress, the bad anxiety. This is what we want to try to manage and cope with. The other kind of stress and anxiety is what we call eustress, and this is positive stress. This is positive anxiety. What it does is it lets us know that whatever it is we're participating in, it is important to us. So that stress, that eustress, is letting us know that we're engaged in something meaningful. This is the kind of stress and anxiety that you feel right before a test in school, or right before a wedding day, or right before you're getting on a roller coaster. It's the same sensation, it's the same emotion, anxiety and stress. We just view it in more of a positive light because we're in a positive situation. So one of the tools for managing anxiety is to also recognize, are you viewing anxiety as bad? Because it's not always bad. But if you view it in a positive way, the anxiety actually changes the reaction in your body. So there's a really good study I love from Kelly McGonigal, who is a health psychologist, that talks about stress, and in particular, distress and eustress. And she actually uses research to determine that individuals who are stressed, one of the differences that their body responds to is just the belief of whether stress is good or bad. So stress is actually a response within our body that releases a chemical called oxytocin. Now, oxytocin gets a really cute nickname. It's called the cuddle hormone. And it's what we feel as though the hormone that's released when we're engaged in someone that we love or we care about. In reality, oxytocin is a stress response hormone. Our body releases it when we're experiencing stress. So when you're in the movie theater in seventh grade and you reach your pinky over to touch the hand of the person you're at the date with, you feel oxytocin in that moment, not because you like them, but because you're stressed about liking them. And so what your body does is responds in that moment and releases oxytocin. Interesting thing about oxytocin is that it encourages human connection. It gets the cuddle hormone because we're engaged with other people. So if you really break it down, our body has a built-in stress response mechanism that when we're stressed, when we're overwhelmed, it encourages us to seek human connection. It encourages us to reach out to people. In fact, when you're stressed and overwhelmed, one of the worst things that you can do is isolate. And so our body gives us this mechanism because it gives us a built-in resiliency tool to deal with stress from life. And so kind of the one that we want to add to it at the end of this is that anxiety can be fixed and managed with reaching out to somebody, with talking, with connection with another person. So if you're someone who deals with anxiety on a regular basis, here are three tools that you can use to help you in your life. As always, if you feel like anxiety is interfering with your ability to live the life that you truly want, please reach out for help. Call me if you need to, and join me here next week. We will learn one tool that you can use to become the person you've always wanted to be. See you next week. Thank you for listening. As always, if you'd enjoyed today's episode, please share with your friends and family and join me here next week. If you happen to live in the Utah Salt Lake area, please reach out for help if needed. You can find me on Instagram at jordanmeyer.cmhc. Follow me on Facebook. And remember, you can find this episode and future episodes on any podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and I will see y'all next week.